Hello, this is Logan.
Hi, Logan. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Awesome. Well, I was actually calling. I'm part of the upgrades department, and I know that we're currently assisting you with the local SEO.
Sure.
And so there's a program, and I don't know if you've heard of it, Google Guaranteed. You might qualify for it. And I just wanted to share the information with you. Are you familiar with that program by chance, or have you seen it?
I'm not, no, ma'am.
Okay. So when you do a search on Google, at the very, very top, it'll say sponsored, Google guaranteed with a check mark. Right,
okay.
Underneath of that is the Google Ads, right? And then you got the local map.
Right.
So what Google Guaranteed is, Logan, it's a program where you pay per lead, but the lead, it'll actually come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not going to share it with anyone, right? It's only sent to you.
Okay.
So they have requirements for that program. Basically, Google requires for you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. They run a background check in the last 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have any felonies. And then they also require one of the following. It's either the South Carolina State Pesticide Business License, or it's the State Designated Certified Applicator.
Okay.
Do you carry either one of those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then it also, it doesn't say specific to the insurance. I'm looking at another spot. Do you also carry insurance? I mean, just to have?
We have general liability as well as a auto insurance on our vehicles.
Commercial
policy?
Yeah, if anything, it's going to be more the general liability insurance is what they're going to require.
Just not to
be endorsed, you know. It's just basically just showing that you have proof of insurance is what they're going to ask for. Okay?
Sure.
Now, for this program, there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, you fill it out, submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? The approval can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I have seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, depending on how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. Now, once you get approved, we call you to notify you, and we would like to activate the leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise, okay? Now, to activate the leads, the minimum monthly budget is $936. That's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, Logan, your leads are $72 a lead. So when that call comes in, it deducts it from the budget, okay? Now, the kicker on it is, let's say you don't do bed bugs, right? If someone calls you for that service and it's not listed under the services that you're offering on your profile, they have to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, and it would be credited back. What's considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing or gave them, set up an appointment to give them an estimate. Google will assign a tracking number that is linked to your phone. And they have an AI system set up that identifies what's qualified and what's not. However, Logan, we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. If you only got one lead in the month, what is left over from that $936 budget, it's going to roll over to your next month, right? So now that means the following month, you're only paying $72 for the lead that you received the month before because we want your budget to be back to the $936. Does that make sense?
It does. I'll tell you the problem. Number one, the thousand, you know, right at $938.
Yeah.
That's pretty steep for us. The problem is $72 per lead. Our average ticket is $75, which means that we would make
$3.
And that's what I was going to ask you.
What was the average ticket?
Yeah. So that doesn't really make financial.
Yeah, and most definitely, and I agree with you. So, again, it's just to share this information with you.
Okay.
I understand that sometimes, like, your average ticket, it's not going to make sense, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, the reason why is because we try to We have our prices set that as essentially as low as I can, since it's me and my brother doing the work, so that you know, that's kind of our edge over the competitor. So
yes,
we
and
would have to raise prices, and then that would cause, you know, that could cause other problems with some of the customers we have that we obtain through having our prices be as affordable as they can be. So,
and that's why you are able to keep your prices at where they're at, because it's you and your brother. Now, of course, if you had, you know, more overhead, right? You have like a crew that's going out, and then that would make sense. You might have to go ahead and raise your prices to be able to offset the cost of paying them and so forth. So, okay, well, you know, I thank you for
appreciate
the
information,
the time
though.
To speak
yes,
with
ma'am.
Me, though. I appreciate
yep, absolutely.
It. Have a very blessed
yes,
day, okay?
Thank
you,
you,
Logan.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.